There's some real clear indicators now that we're here in the morning, Michelle. Just a couple of things I'll point out. First off, is that Donald Trump really increased his margins from 2020 to 2024 with a couple of particular groups. First off, are among Hispanics. He increased his margins from 32% to 45%. That's up 13. And among Asian voters, he's up plus four. But the other story that's here is the increase in rural vote. That went up 6 percentage points from 57 to 63. So it's really a significant story where the campaign concentrated on running up the margins, and particularly among rural voters and also among Hispanics.
So why didn't polls leading up to the election necessarily reflect what we're seeing now?
Well, I think some polls did, of course, not all of them, but I think the adjustments that many of the pollsters made, where it was showing such a close election, at least nationally, panned out. And so, some of the states, of course, panned out the way that they thought, like in Virginia, but in the blue wall in Wisconsin and Michigan and in Pennsylvania, and even, down to Georgia, but particularly those three, I don't think that they were picking up, to your point, these numbers among particularly Hispanics and also rural. Rural voters can be difficult to poll in reaching them. So that might not have gotten picked up as much, but some polls did.
So, are you saying that President-elect now Trump got Hispanics and Asians to turn out when they may not have been Republicans or may have been Republicans?
Well, he got them to turn out. I'm not sure about that. I would say Republicans or Democrats, but he really ran up the margins among Hispanics, and particularly among Hispanic men. So, like I said, his margins went up from 32% in 2020 among Hispanics to 45% in this race. Now, let's break that down by gender, because that's the other issue, is the gender gap. Hispanic women went for Trump 37% versus where he was in 2020 by 30%. So he went up 7 points. But among Hispanic men, Trump was at 36% in 2020. He got 54% among Hispanic men. And among women, let me just back up to the gender gap because I mentioned that. Trump actually increased his female vote from 2020 to 2024. He got 42% nationally in 2020. He got 45% in 2024.
It's an open-ended question, but how did he do that? What was the messaging that made that work?
Well, like I said, I think it's the issue agenda there. Trump was messaging very strongly on a message that was both rational, the issues like pocketbook, and then also taking that and connecting it to how people were going to benefit personally in their lives by focusing on inflation, the economy, and I will also say immigration, because those were, in addition to democracy, those were the top four issues. So he was messaging very strongly on an issue agenda that resonated with voters.